Hi, Goodbach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and we are up to a new Sefer. That's right, we are up to Sefer Bamidbar, and it's also therefore Parshat Bamidbar, the first Parshat and Sefer Bamidbar. Before we get started, just wanted to mention this year is dedicated for Refuah Shleima of two individuals, Devorah Bat Malka Bracha, and Refuah Shleima for Tinoket Bat Devorah. May their Refuah be, complete and speedily and, just a really, really great, amazing Refuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, let's get started. In this week's Parsha, the Levium are not only counted and given specific tasks, but are granted specific locations within the camp, and it's actually a little bit, that's very interesting, actually, how they're kind of interspersed, the whole interesting, just they're kind of like mentioned, like, okay, this tribe's in Levi, and this tribe in Levi, and things like that. And I actually saw an interesting, I noticed this year that there were two camps, or rather two sections, right? So there was a section of Yehuda and a section of Reuven, so those camps were mentioned, and then all of a sudden Levi was just kind of thrown in the middle, and there were commentaries that kind of dealt with it, and that's a whole big, interesting thing, but that was something I didn't notice before. But anyway, the Levium, even though they're kind of intertwined within the Parsha, and therefore landing in a different circle than the rest of Klal Yisrael, so they're both together and separate at the same time. The Levium form the inner circle surrounding the general area for the Mishkan, and the other tribes formed a larger square around the perimeter. But apparently the way that they had moved their camp, that had to be a function of also how the Levium were moving. Now, the perimeter where Klal Yisrael, where the Yisraelim were, lay at a distance of about 1 mil from the center of the camp, which is give or take about a mile. So it's a fairly large distance, although there's a lot of people. Now, why were the Levium so close to the Mishkan and the Bnei Yisrael so far away, relatively speaking? Now, granted, the Levium were on a higher level, and they had also served in the Mishkan to help the Kohanim. But it's not quite a sufficient answer. So the Sfas explains that the Levium brought themselves closer to Hashem on numerous occasions, and that they earned this. The most quintessential example we see before this was the golden calf, but even also the fact that they, stayed separate in Mitzrayim and stayed dedicated to Hashem, and there's other instances with Levi. So they merited to be closer to the Mishkan, and in a certain sense, closer to the Shekhinah and Hashem. But they were also there to teach an important life lesson. Everyone can't be great. Well, okay, that's not true. Everyone can be great in their own way, but not everybody can be great with respect to stature, leadership, prominence, things like that. Throughout life, some will have seemingly great tasks or rise to greater prominence, but in order for there to truly be peace, those who are near, so to speak, nearer to power, nearer to whoever it is, right, the ones who are closer, who are higher up, so to speak, must respect those who are, quote-unquote, rechokim, those who are far away, those who might be a little bit smaller in their eyes or may not seem as important. They have to realize, no matter how high somebody is, they must realize that the people who may seem lower are integral to the system. People always refer to them as the cogs, right, without which the machine couldn't work, right? They're absolutely indispensable. And therefore, just because they might be on either a lower level or have more menial tasks doesn't necessarily make them less important. And conversely, the Rechokim must accept that the Krovim were in their place for a specific reason, certainly in the case of the Levium, right, which was obviously approved by Hashem. And really everything is approved by Hashem for a variety of different reasons we might not understand. But not to be jealous and to accept that some people are meant, for whatever reason, to be in a specific place of prominence or wealth or whatever it might be. Now, the Sfas also points out that the Rechokim, in this case the Yisraelim, are mentioned actually before the Krovim, which are the Levium, as it is they who have the greatest opportunity to be righteous, or rather the greatest opportunity to grow. He writes, Ezehu chacham hamakir et mekamo, who is wise, one who recognizes his place. Hashem has put an individual in a particular place and situation, and that person has to achieve whatever he is able to do, or whatever she is able to do, within his or her means, and not strive to necessarily be something that you're not, and not envy those that you're not. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't strive for the greatest that you can possibly be. Right, and that might be a lot, it might not, everybody has their own specific tasks, right? Your goal might be to inspire others, but not necessarily to do a lot, or it might be to teach others so that they can do a lot, right? It might not necessarily be for you to do a lot yourself in a particularly active way, right? Obviously everybody has different roles, but it's important for everybody to recognize that they have a place, and therefore people who are perhaps in a more simple place
they can actually potentially achieve more because they're dealing with the greater masses, and they also have a greater test and therefore can rise to greater, you know, heights relative to where they started. Conversely, those in a higher position, such as Levium, cannot just be content with the fact that they are in a higher position. It's like, okay, that's where I am, that's where I should put me, now I'm going to do what I need to do. You need to use your position to also assist and strengthen those who might need your assistance, especially those in a much, much lower position, those who might not be able to do things because whether it's due to, you know, poverty or other, you know, familial or other different reasons, right? They must use their strengths to benefit those without or with less and not be complacent or contemptuous. And when the two camps or two parties are at peace with the other where they stand, then that's when the Shekhinah really truly rests between them. Now, concept that I've mentioned numerous times, Jewish mysticism teaches that the balance or harmony between two forces is Tiferet. Now, the gematria of Tiferet is one away from the words HaRachokos VeHaKrovim, which means the ones that are far and the ones that are close. Now, normally, without a Masorah, without, you know, really a tradition or a great Rav saying it, I don't generally like gematrias that are one away, because gematrias are already, as much as I love my gematrias and I use them, there's still definitely, you know, some loose wiggle room around that. So obviously, if they're more than one, if they're one away, it's even a little bit more wiggle room. But this does seem to fit pretty well, right? The HaRachokim, the HaKrovim, when those who are far and those who are close, when they come together, you strike a balance of two different things. Just like we have with Chesed and Gevura. If you're going through the Sfirot right now when you're counting Sfirot, by the way, if you didn't count Sfirot tonight, please don't forget. Please don't lose the count. And every night is a mitzvah, whether it's an independent mitzvah or a collective mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah to count, whether you're counting with a bracha or not. So please remember to count tonight if you have not. And, of course, also remember to pray Kriyat Shema if you haven't said that, if you said it earlier during Mincha Maariv. So, again, I just wanted to reiterate that, you know, obviously many people are in the middle, right? So some people, especially in America, you know, middle class, whatever that means nowadays, may have some things and not have others, right? So they may be better off than other people and less, and, you know, have less than the wealthy. So you actually, in that respect, are both the Rechokim and the Krovim. You're both far and near. Depends who it's relative to. So therefore you have double responsibility, right? You have responsibility to help those who are less fortunate and those who need more assistance or those who need to be educated more. But you also have the opportunity to learn and derive benefit and receive assistance from those who are higher up. And you also have the responsibility to not be jealous of those who are higher than you, as difficult as that might be, and not be envious of what they have, what you want, might not have. And then also not be disdainful or look down upon others who have less than you or who might be different from you or might not have the same background that you do. So that's something that we all can learn, and it's a lesson in humility and also a lesson in Tiferet, right, which is harmony, which is something that we all need to work on, and hopefully we can collectively merit a proper unity and we can bring the Mashiach. Amen.